you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting. Purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Holy hand grenades, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday on Crab Diving Live. It's 2 p.m. on the Crab Diving Network. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to be here from now until 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. if your ear holes are intaking us from out on the Eastern Type Coast. If it ain't between those times, it's a rerun. Thanks for listening. Anyway, my name's Patrick Vile.
Hi, my name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I want to give a shout out to my youngest brother, Jason. I'm having
is it his birthday or
no? I'm having a conversation with him about atheism all over Facebook.
So not a bar mitzvah. Definitely not a bar mitzvah. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Is it the same thread?
No, I forget what it was, but it just dawned on me. It's like I feel like now I'm talking to my brother daily over Facebook. Publicly about how there's no God.
Well, you're agreeing too.
Oh yeah, no. No one's arguing.
You're
here.
Agreeing on the degrees of how little God there is.
We're making fun of people. It's nice.
And
what a great family.
But that one thread, I mean, when last I looked, it was over 120 comments on your brother's page.
Oh, it's the best. It's
about
the best.
That. Dave kind of threw down.
I know.
Threw down against
he did.
The Christianists.
Right.
Got a little blowback.
Yeah, I know.
And that guy posting all those links to creation.com, which, by the way, I have I've got the link from creation.com.
Oh, really?
That I believe, let me see if I can find this motherfucker here. I can't find it. I'll find it somewhere at some point.
Yes.
But it's the link to the arguments of, here it is. Resource for answering critics of Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
So if you heard our show,
right?
Yesterday, the day before, we tend to take an awesome topic and flip it over and fuck the shit out of it.
Right, right.
And leave it on the side of the road for dead.
Could you imagine? What if you were the guy, one of the eight people on the Ark, in charge of two of every kind of animal on the fucking planet? What if you were the guy in charge of like snakes? Oh,
well,
shit.
Well, at least you don't have to clean up the shit if you've got the
snake
the large mammal wing.
Oh, yeah, that's worse. Would you rather deal with snakes or like think about it. What if you're on
You know, snakes don't bother me.
How? Yeah, you're fucked up. They're
I'm
horrible.
Not fucked up. Snakes don't snakes don't bother everybody.
Right. Just people that, you know, I don't know, are normal. Snakes
normal
are just
too.
Horrible. I don't know why. Hey, if you have snakes, it's a pet. Seriously, fuck you. You just didn't get enough attention from your parents growing up. I apologize for you, but I don't understand your fascination with a pet that doesn't give you any fucking feedback. Doesn't respond when you pet it.
I agree, but what about fish?
I had fish growing up.
I
love
like
them.
Fish.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool to have a big, you know, wall-sized aquarium, like right here in the studio.
Who would it be cool for?
Right now, we'd be looking at just the fish.
For you or the anemone?
The what?
The anemone. The anemone.
The anemone of my friend is my anemone?
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. We're rambling here on Crab Diving Friday. We're here every weekday, ladies and gentlemen, streaming live. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Yeah. And then you can download us. You can go to our blog, which is
at crabdiving.com. I guess it's a website. We shouldn't say blog. It's our fucking website.
Where did they put the Tigers on the Ark? I mean, because those would be
the
dangerous.
Detroit Tigers? Were they here?
Yes.
Back in the day?
No.
Noah's favorite team?
Oh, absolutely.
He was like, I want two of everything and the entire roster of the 7,000 BC.
I need Miguel Cabrera. No. Where would they put the big cats on the Ark? Two of every big cat. Now, that's... What were the cages made of? That is a dangerous proposition. Do you want to be in charge of the fucking Tigers?
Well, I'm assuming God, like, taught Noah some spell or some shit.
I don't know.
Do you think they just, killed some rabbits and left a trail of bloody meat up the ark to get these animals in? How did they coax them inside?
This is where...
I think there was magic
monotheism. You're speaking to my point. This is where monotheism... is not an advantage. Polytheism, we could say, maybe God worked in conjunction with Aquaman, who can communicate telepathically with animals. Maybe
right.
he, I don't know, maybe he worked in conjunction with some
but
god.
Why can't God just do all that?
I don't know.
Why can't he be the superhero that encompasses every superhero power?
Well, that's true.
Apparently he is.
Maybe that is God, though.
That's what they believe. Yeah.
Maybe God is. Hey, let me ask you.
He said Glenn in there. Did you hear that?
Glenn!
He says Glenn at one point in that one.
It'd be funny. Yeah, oh my God.
We have, I believe we have a Glenn Beck moment again.
Oh, really?
Today, I think I have a little bit of Glenn Beck for you coming up. I've got...
Glenn Beck, shout out.
We've got some Pat Robertson.
Oh, wow. This is a great day.
Coming up.
We probably don't have... room for much more than
we've got the A-team.
Oh, really? The what?
The A-team. Our A-team of it's the asshole team.
Oh, the asshole team, yes.
It's our Detroit Tigers that we're taking on our arc.
I'm trying to think who
Coach Dave.
Because, okay.
I have Coach Dave also.
Who are the top five biggest assholes in America?
Well, I mean, entertaining-wise, like that we play on the show. Like, Pat Robertson is just a massive Sarlacc pit of an asshole, but...
Who has the most...
But he's gelded now.
Who gives us the most insane sound bites?
Oh, well, that's a different...
That's kind of fun.
Gohmert.
I guess.
I mean, just about every time that fucker speaks, right?
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have... people come along who they loved, it was the same sex, and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Right?
Yeah, I agree with you, but then I think about Pat Robertson.
Well,
I think about the AIDS pin and the fucking... I don't know. I guess it is Louis. And Glenn,
well, I mean, not the top. You said top five.
Right.
Right, didn't you?
Yeah. I like contests.
We've got, the winner for me.
Yes.
It's got to be.
Yes, to a box of dildo.
I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded. We will pound you into glass.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
I mean, we have an actual drop.
I know.
For this guy of crazy shit he's said.
Which
is just the tip of the giant crazy white penis.
Oh, yes. By the way, are we in a Glenn Beck moment
now? That was being used as an example.
Oh, I see.
I thought we'd save the Glenn Beck
moment. Oh, I agree with you.
We could tease it on Twitter. Follow us on the Twitter. Chat with us on the Twitter if you like during the show. It's kind of the way we use Twitter as our chat room.
Yes. Hello.
You know, during the show.
The parlor.
Chatterbait.
Yeah.
Maybe. We also have a crab diving chatterbait room.
Bring me to your webcam. You know, it's funny. I met through a friend of a friend of a fucking friend. I met a makeup artist who had a job on webcam shows. Like, for porn webcam. Like,
fucking.
Yeah, but it's live porn webcam. So she would be the makeup artist.
What did she make up?
I don't know. I was like, what do you do?
Wait, Okay.
Honestly.
Flag.
Right.
On the field.
She works.
Instant
I guess
replay. Who the fuck cares about the makeup job on somebody you're watching play with a giant dildo
right
on the internet?
Well, I'll tell you who. Yeah.
So do you think people care?
A job creator.
Or does that say...
That's a job creator. That woman's making good money being a makeup artist on a... Who cares, you know?
Does she comb the merkins?
Yes.
It must say something about our better technology now.
That it does.
That our webcams are better.
Yes.
It's not like those jerky pixelated things
of days
gone by.
There's no pixels anymore.
Right now, you can fire up HD on your fucking iPhone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I guess it makes sense. That
watch it on your smartwatch.
You might need a little powder on your taint cam shows.
Those cam shows probably make more than most movies. I mean, you would think. Yeah.
They probably make... Well, if there wasn't a market for it, they wouldn't be doing it. So
job creators, man.
There's that woman who... The story not that long ago that she quit her job as a teacher...
To be a webcam artist.
Twerk videos on YouTube. It wasn't even Jerkfest websites. It's YouTube. All she's doing is twerking frequently.
Boy,
YouTube.
I tell you.
And she's making six figures.
That's why everyone's stupid in this country, because we can't keep our good teachers. Because, you know, why not go on YouTube and twerk?
Why not?
You make you make so much more twerking than you do teaching. It's amazing. Honestly, why can't she do both, though? I mean, why can't she do both? It seems like you could shoot those twerking videos anytime you wanted. Meanwhile, you could go teach, get paid, you know, for a whole day's work. You get paid 1 hour of twerking.
All of the arguments against the ARC are systematically examined.
Oh, yes.
And all are found wanting.
Who says this?
This is the link from that we talked about earlier, the... resources for answering critics of Noah's Ark.
Oh.
from the Institute. Listen to this. And then they have a logo on their fucking website that looks like an atom, you know, with the electrons swirling around it.
Oh, yeah, man.
With their initials, ICR, in between it. So it looks like it's some, you know, scientific-related type of website, but their name is the Institute for Creation Research.
All right.
You save money on textbooks, right?
Sure.
There's one.
You don't have to put anything in them. It's great.
It's one book.
Again, like I said, I would have excelled at this college because I can't do math or science, and they're not concerned about it.
One of the more difficult aspects of maintaining wild animals in captivity is meeting their respective food requirements.
Right.
Not surprisingly, there is a large constellation of arguments against the ARC centered on the supposed impossibility of Noah meeting these dietary requirements.
What about the panda bears? They only eat bamboo.
I don't know, maybe they made some kind of Soylent Green kind of shit. I think God magic again. That's all they have to say.
The panda bears were eating the panda bears.
They don't have to come up with I mean, they're trying really, really fucking hard here. I'll give them credit for effort. Of how they're trying to distort fact and science to try to cram it in and try to make plausible their ridiculous argument that every goddamn animal on the fucking planet was on one boat for 200 days.
Maybe God doesn't work in mysterious ways. Maybe God works in real mysterious fucking ways.
Right. But that's their answer. You can't you can't debate that.
No.
If the ultimate answer is
right,
well, it's God magic.
Yeah, burn in hell, honestly. If you don't like my ARC, burn in hell. Have fun burning in hell, stupid.
So these guys.
I don't know about the urine.
As Brent Paris, the Hollywood hick who is on the network here, 7 p.m. on the sevens actually.
What's up, mother truckers?
New shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 p.m. The rest of the sevens, it's reruns. But as he would say, bless their hearts. Here
right.
on this website for them trying to listen to this bullshit. The more He goes, by studying agricultural literature.
Oh, yes.
And various means of dealing with large volumes of animal waste. I was able to show that it was easily possible for 8 people to deal with this much excreta.
Not, it's easily.
Excreta, the word of the day.
This much excreta.
Moreover, I evaluated the possible use of several different methods of waste management.
Oh, did you?
Of which involve the daily removal of animal waste. Well, thank you for taking it daily. Kind. And some, listen to this, right. And some which allow the steady accumulation of animal waste on the ark without its removal. So let that shit pile up for a while. We'll get it later. There's only 8 of them.
What a horrible, horrible, horrible boat. I mean, you think about cruise ships today. You go in there, you catch some stomach virus, and everybody's shitting up a storm.
You think they had
in the middle of the fucking ocean?
You think they had a horrible musical review show? And
I don't know.
You think a couple of Noah's kids put on a Cats review?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm allowed to say about the Ark.
One of them did a tight 5-minute stand-up set every night.
You could do Cats. You could do
Promenade.
You could do Cats with Cats. You'd have plenty there.
Between shuffleboard tournament. You could use lumps of shit for shuffleboard.
What happens when these animals, 2 of every kind, start fucking? What happens when the trebles start reproducing?
No.
What do you mean?
No fucking on the ark.
Yeah, but isn't that... But
there was a sign right next to the door.
Oh, yeah.
No fucking on the ark.
I think, honestly, if you think about it, all those animals in that tight space, I think you'd come out of the ark with a bunch of little other animals that are like weird crossbreeds. You'd be like, why? The chihuahua got fucked by the tiger and the...
I mean, I don't need to go on. There's a whole fucking page.
I'm not convinced yet. It
could
have happened.
At least 1,000 words of crap.
I'm not convinced.
He uses the word hoary.
Oh, yes?
H-O-A-R-Y.
What does that mean?
It's a great word. He says there are pale, grayish.
Yes. Never heard of that.
He says there are also hoary arguments.
Gray?
Yeah.
Like
gray arguments repeated to this day by anti-creationists.
Yes, color me there. I'm one of those.
That's yeah.
I am an anti-creationist. Cuz, you know, I'm not stupid. What the fuck? A big boat with a bunch of animals saved fucking wildlife on this planet.
He says that don't worry, even the animals that live in the cold could have existed.
For a while
on the ark. Don't worry about that. That's a bullshit argument, he says.
What a great scientific statement. Guys, any animal that lives in the cold can live in the ark.
Why? It just kills me that people come up with these arguments.
What about the snow fox?
He's answering every argument against why the ark is plausible. But the fact that anyone had to come up with arguments against why the ark is plausible is what makes me want to jam this pen through my eye hole.
What? Where did they keep the polar bears?
Well, that's what he says.
That would be a rough floor to be on, or, you know, part of the ship. I think, if all the animals were on a boat, what animal would be left standing?
Listen to this.
The polar bear.
Well, and what happens when all the animals get off the boat? He says, for instance, critics make baseless allegations.
Yes.
Such as the idea of animals coming off the ark devouring each other for want of anything else to eat. That's true.
Yes.
You just wiped every fucking thing off the place, off the planet.
I think.
Those 2 rabbits are looking really fucking good to the jackals.
What do you think? Listen to this. Why don't we make a horror movie?
Fired up. Like
a horror movie. We cater to the Christians, and we call it Noah's Ark.
Science? It's already on. It's called Cosmos.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a scary... It's like a horror movie in Noah's Ark, like the polar bear gets out or something. Oh, no! I've got a better one!
It's like The Thing meets Noah's Ark.
No. Alien versus Predator, Noah's Ark.
That's what happened to all the dinosaurs.
What do you mean?
Some horrible creature
Alien
killed
Predator.
Them all. Some horrible creature killed them all on the Ark.
Who did you root for in that movie? Who did you like better? Did you like the alien or the predator?
Predator.
Yeah, I like the predator.
I think they kind of steered it in that direction too, didn't they?
Yeah. Aliens are just assholes. Fucking sociopaths. They don't give a shit. Or psychopaths. Either one. They're both.
Both.
They're both sociopathic and psychopathic.
Speaking of Congress.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh yes,
this is a cheap segue.
All right, hey, listen,
that we had here.
Are they supposed to be getting busy dismantling the EPA or reining them in?
Today they are voting to ram a big, long, thin object up the center of the country.
Yay!
The Keystone XL pipeline.
Oh gosh.
Because you know that would be really good for the billionaires in Canada. And for a couple of cokey billionaires here.
Oh, I'm twirling my mustache, and I'm tying a damsel in distress to the fucking railroad tracks. I'm a Koch brother.
You're a Koch brother. Snidely Whiplash kind of shit.
Right, right.
Who? Look that up, kids.
Snidely Whiplash.
Google Snidely Whiplash.
Who played Snidely?
Wasn't it? Wasn't Snidely Whiplash from
Saved by the Bell?
Who was the Royal Canadian Mounted Police guy?
Dudley Do-Right.
Dudley Do-Right. Wasn't he? Snidely Whiplash was his villain that had the black top hat and the curly mustache that he used to twirl.
What great trivia! That's a good trivia thing to know. That's gonna come in so handily one day when you're at a bar drunk playing one of those trivia games.
According to Wikipedia, Snidely Whiplash is the arch enemy of Dudley Do-Right. In the tongue-in-cheek Dudley Do-Right of the Mounties.
Jeez. What's Dudley Do-Right's superpower? I mean, what does he do?
Nothing. He stupidly catches the crook.
Oh, okay.
Like, he fucks up and knocks shit over and destroys everything, but then somehow stumbles into actually catching the crook. I think that was the vibe.
Yeah, yeah. He's a likable hero.
Yes.
Not an anti-hero.
Correct.
He's like a Jack Bauer, but with faults.
Yeah, Snidely doesn't, or Dudley didn't have that many faults.
He just
like, made bad decisions.
Does Dudley,
I guess that's a pretty big fault.
Does Dudley answer a cell phone as dramatically as Jack Bauer?
I don't think anybody answers a cell phone.
Oh, my God. As,
like Jack Bauer.
Kiefer should get a fucking Emmy every year he does 24.
I rewound it. I swear he did a triple take. Within, like, an eighth of a second. Amount of time.
How does he do it?
It was amazing. And you know, he's just reacting to some jerk off grip off on the side,
really?
Whose job it is to yell ring.
No. I think he actually has someone They're talking not. To him. No, no it's an acting so. Partner. He has an acting coach.
You think he has to be
he
that
hires...
in the moment he demands an
yes.
actual cell phone call from the other?
Hey, I would. Fox is paying for it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I want my own cell phone actor. Fuck me. I'm mad. I want a chef, a driver. I want all that shit.
Why don't you try acting?
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you.
Isn't that what?
No.
That's what.
What's his face said? The
right.
big fat guy from Colonel Apocalypse Now.
No. Not
he said try acting, didn't he?
No, it was
not Marlon Brando.
It was Sir Laurence Olivier said it allegedly, famously
yeah.
to Dustin Hoffman.
Okay, agreed.
During
Marathon
Man.
Yes, good point for him. Good for him. I want a guy talking to me in my cell phone of my choosing.
Oh man, it is easier. I mean, it is. It does suck as an actor.
Yeah,
when you have to act with. You know, a lighting person who's just
right.
reading lines, or to the script person who's generally off in some other part. Like, they don't even give you they say, here's your eye line.
Yeah.
Like, look here.
No, if I'm Kiefer Sutherland, I want all of
wham,
that.
Wham, wham, wham.
I want all
people
of
people in coal mines.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we're
and,
like, wah, I can't read with the other actor.
Right, right. He gets paid a lot, Kiefer, I imagine, too. So.
Kiefer Sutherland?
Oh, yes.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
You think he's made more money than his daddy?
Yeah.
Donald?
Yeah, sadly.
Mm. Damn. Clute.
But I hope Donald's cashing in on those...
What?
Those Katniss movies. What the hell?
What is that?
The Hunger Games.
Oh, God,
that's the character's
name,
right? Isn't he the big hoogity-boogity bad guy in the Hunger Games?
Yeah, I think so.
I only saw the first one.
Right.
And I don't really remember
his character is married to Jennifer Lawrence, I think.
Gross.
That's horrible, right? God. That's funny. It's like one of those old guys, it's Donald like Sutherland.
James Woods.
Well, you look at his son. You look at Kiefer. He's a big fucking mess. He wouldn't. I mean, I don't know who Donald Sutherland's married to, but would you be at all shocked to see him get out of a car with someone who looked like they were born
not in the least
after the advent of compact discs? Like that one time we saw I'd So Say We All at the coffee shop.
And So Say We All.
James, what's his name? Amos.
Yes.
James Edward.
James Edward Almost with right. what I, it had to be his granddaughter.
It had to be.
But he was really,
maybe
really,
it's his buddy.
Really familiar with his granddaughter.
Right.
Snidely Whiplash, I forgot, ladies and gentlemen, we were just talking about here on the show.
Welcome to the show.
2:25 p.m. on the West Coast. If it ain't that time, it be a rerun. Mm-hmm. Or
that's true.
It's you're somewhere else. It's a different time zone.
Or what if you're hearing this, us say that time at the same exact at another 2:25, say on Saturday.
What amazing timing.
That's how it would work out though, right? Is that how it works? Or no, not really.
You know, roughly.
Roughly.
Roughly. The shows don't exactly start at the exact same time, depending on how the technology works.
Oh, God.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, that you don't.
It's good technology.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Brought to us by science and shit and thought and brains.
Boring. I don't believe you. Burn in hell.
Which, you know, given our incoming leadership in the Senate, it's going to be a pretty low priority. Science and shit.
Fuck that. We've dealt with science enough, okay? Right. We're going to try something else.
We're going to go a different direction?
Nah,
we are, with Inhofe.
Thinking outside the box.
We're going in the absolute opposite direction. When you're going to do it, but when Inhofe, the moron from Oklahoma, he's probably not a moron. I think he's evil. I don't think he's that dumb.
That you think?
He believes that there is no, not only... He's one of these who doesn't even say, I'm not a scientist.
No, shit.
Or a couple of them have evolved and said, global warming is happening, but it ain't our fault. And we have nothing to do with it. Therefore, coal, 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 oil, oil, oil.
You're right. Is he a coal roller?
But Inhofe
right.
is like, it's all a lie. Like, it's not even warming. You're lying. And he may be the one that said, and even if there is global warming, who's to say that's going to be a bad thing? Because that means that, you know, Chicago will be like Florida. It'd be great.
Come on. He didn't say that.
Florida will be
I mean, that's,
a desert.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
There's no way anyone would say that.
You know what? Look it up on the
oh
internet.
My
if
God.
It's on the internet, it's true.
That is terrifying.
Ladies
I mean,
and gentlemen.
Holy shit.
And he's going to be the fucking head of the environmental committee. The environmental fucking committee.
It's as if somebody out there just wants us to die on a flaming fucking planet in a horrible apocalypse.
They don't care. The Koch brothers, they don't fucking care. They don't care. They're slated with this fucking Keystone XL to make billions
but
if it goes
But what good
through.
Is it going to be when there's no
they
world?
They don't care.
We're having to walk around in like spacesuits.
They will be D.E.D. dead.
They think
they don't care.
They think they'll be dead. What if something horribly dramatic happens?
All that matters to those fuckers is the accumulation of wealth now. How many red hotels they can put on Park Place on their giant board of the world.
Okay,
that's all they care about. They don't care about the future. If they cared about the future, their number one priority would be cleaning up and not using coal and not using any kind of technology that fucks the earth.
Right. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least likely, 10 being the most likely.
Yes.
What are our chances of being taken out in the next 50 years by a super volcano?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a.
I mean, because I've seen those specials on Discovery Channel and
well,
such.
Sure.
And I mean, that's horrible. The ash goes up in the air.
Let's say it's 1 in 100,000.
Oh, that's not bad.
That ain't great. In the grand scheme of things, but
so you that would be like around a 1 for you. Very not likely at all.
In the next 50 years?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
something could happen.
I'm gonna go for unlikely.
Yeah. It's not so
know.
The ash gets shot up into the air.
Right.
And it covers the sun.
Nuclear winter, we're fucked.
But not only that, the ash is sharp and razor-like.
Yes.
It'll cut your skin when it falls down. You can't walk through it.
Right.
You have to wear special shoes.
A job creator.
Oh, that's true.
That'll give those 9-year-olds in China something to do.
Oh, yeah. That's nothing. Listen, there is nothing worse than a 9-year-old Chinese child that's bored.
Right. let's see what else is going on here. I just listened to the show. We sound
okay.
We sound okay. We're streaming out warm for you all.
Fuzzy.
Thanks for listening to us here.
Easy, breezy, beautiful.
Also coming up here on the show, it's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We didn't do it last week, our first week, but we got freaking damn it. You know, why don't we do it right now? There's no reason we can't do it right
five?
Now. Let's listen to the top five songs of the week, ladies and gentlemen, according to the Billboard Hot 100.
That's right.
Go to billboard.com.
And listen to all the shitty music you want.
To listen.
We're going to hear some real shit music right now, everybody. Relax.
Listen to all the shitty music you want.
What's the first shitty song on the countdown, Pat?
Well, Ryan, funny that you should say that.
Yes.
Because it's a song that we've played here a bunch of times.
Oh, it's a shit repeat. It's a shit Pete.
It's a shit Pete. It's a shit Pete that I might not be able to repeat.
Oh, really? What is it?
I might be having a
is it
technical
all
difficulty
of
here.
Me? Why not take all of me?
Now that one's been gone for a while.
Something. I hate myself. I'm a big worthless piece of shit. That's what the song sounds like he's saying about himself.
That he's a big worthless piece
I'm
of shit.
I'm a big worthless. Take my soul, take my something, take it all. Take all of me.
Right.
I don't want anything. I'm going to be left just an empty
I
sack
have low
of
self-esteem.
Yeah. I hate myself. It's not that song?
I think no. But I'm about to find that song right now. Coming in at number 5 is, you know what? I don't think I have it.
Oh, good.
Well, you know, I'll find it and
what
play
it
a little
Sing
bit
it.
Later, but it's number 5.
Sing it!
Jesse J, Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj, Bang Bang.
Bang Bang, dang, 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 dang.
That's it.
Bang Bang, 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 bang.
That's exactly it. Number 4.
Fucking shitty.
I do have.
Do you hear what, I'm sorry, do you hear what What's-Her-Face said about Nicki Minaj? Brent Paris talked about it on the Hollywood Hick.
I did not.
Aretha Franklin.
I did.
They were like, oh, Nicki Minaj, what do you think about her? Oh, I'm going to skip that one. She doesn't like her.
Aretha doesn't like Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, she doesn't like Nicki Minaj in her Nazi ways.
I wonder why her Nazi ways.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj did that video where she dressed up as a fucking Nazi. It's her problem.
That's right. I forgot about that.
She's
that
an
was
asshole.
Just a couple days ago on Facebook. Go follow our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Cha-ching.
Don't forget to tweet us during the show. Ryan keeps his eyes peeled.
Oh, shit. I forgot. I wasn't looking.
Onto the Twitter machine. That's one way you can chat with us. It's at crabdiving. Coming in at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 is Tove Lo with the song Habits. That's Habits, Tove Lo.
Oh.
I skipped forward a little bit.
Yeah, you can skip forward. Oh, yeah, I know that song.
You know that song.
I'm going to sound like the biggest fucking asshole in the world. But I get a witness. I really do.
This is the sorry state of the West.
Who wrote this? How do you even write this?
I don't know. It's Tove Lo is the name.
You know, it would be a big travesty for the composer if they were typing on their laptop and the O key became unstuck. What would they do?
Use zero.
It'd be like ooh instead or something.
Number three.
Great song. I love it. Oh.
Billboard Hot 100.
Oh.
Ryan also likes this song.
Oh.
Maroon 5.
Oh, shit.
Animals.
Maybe fuck I'm these guys.
Gross. I didn't know that.
I can.
I can smell your scent for miles.
I can smell your scent for miles.
I don't consider that a compliment.
Just like animals.
Do you? If you could smell someone from miles away.
Do you know what album this song is from? This is from the Noah's Ark soundtrack.
Is it? They play it at
Just Like Animals.
That's
just
right.
Like animals.
Oh, I'm sure
animals.
I can smell your scent from miles away.
Yeah, it's Russell Crowe. He did a little dance to it, like at the end of a Bollywood movie.
Ken Ham covers it.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he sings it live when he's presenting shit at the Creation Museum.
Right. I mean, to even believe in... Never mind.
Huh?
I was thinking about Ken Ham shit and creationism and stuff and whatever. It's just stupid.
It's all stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, my computer's hanging up a little bit.
I know.
There we go. Number two. I think I have the number two song.
Oh, really?
Is a song that we like.
Oh, do we?
It's a song we like.
Is it Booty Back? Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Boom. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size. I just had a thought. But I can shake
yes.
it.
Yes.
Do you think you could find the song in Japanese? I mean, because it would be great to hear that song in Japanese. I think it would be funny.
All about that bass.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder like what it sounds like in Japanese or some other language. It's because there's got to be a foreign language version of this fucking song. It's very popular.
Right.
Maybe not. The cover.
I don't see any.
Not a Spanish language cover. French.
We'll put our crack team. Yeah, we'll put our crack team out on it.
Send out the crack team.
Send out the crack. So that was the number two song in the world. In the country.
Good for her. Congratulations, everybody.
And still at number one.
Awesome.
This one, you know.
Who is this?
Number one, Taylor Swift.
Oh, shit.
Shaking It Off with Shake It Off.
Wait. Got nothing in my brain? That's what people say. Blah, 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 blah. I go on too many dates. But I can't make them stay. Blah, 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 blah. At least that's what people say. That's what people say. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music. Okay, stop this song.
Shake It Off.
Oh, it's so bad.
With Taylor Swift. Well, it's not my genre.
Aretha Franklin said she did not like Taylor Swift. She was like, oh, she has nice gowns. That's all she said about.
That was the nicest thing that Aretha could come up with.
Right, yeah.
She has That's like when you go to a play and you're like, wow, the set was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
When you go to a theater, a live event, a play that you don't like.
Yeah, I really like that one part. Which part? Ooh, God, I didn't think you'd get... Because, you know, when I get compliments on something I do, they're like, hey, nice, whatever. I just say, thank you very much.
Thanks.
I do not grill them, because I imagine it's a lie. I imagine it's a fucking lie.
We know somebody who did that one time. Literally.
I said...
We went to a performance and said, you said to this person... I think it was you.
No, it was definitely me.
I really like the play.
Yes.
And that person said, well, thank you. Which part?
Well, wait, now.
But then.
Yes.
Then no, go. You answered, right?
No.
You came up with bullshit. And then he said, well, what else?
I think this is what I did. Only because I remember practicing my line. So it would sound more convincingly than the lines he just said in the fucking show.
Right.
I practiced my line. My line was, hey, man, Great show.
Do you always rehearse?
Yes.
Really?
I loved this song, Fill in the Blank. And he was like, oh, thanks. What other songs did you like? And I was like, oh, you evil
right.
fuck. You
that's
evil, right. evil little fuck.
He knows that game, too. He's in theater.
If you know the game, all the more reason to shut up and not ask. I mean, don't make me lie more. And well, don't make me work harder to make you feel better.
It's not your responsibility to make him feel
I know,
better.
I know. Oh, I know. It's a horrible, horrible thing I'm afflicted with. I want to make everyone around me so fucking happy.
Well, mission accomplished, Ryan.
Oh, thank you very much.
Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. See some of the love that we spread there.
Good job on that show. Great job. What'd you like best?
Which part me was the best? And what other part was I good at?
I want you to have to lie to me more.
Right. Go on our Facebook. Lots of convos going on. There's a picture. The gerrymandering picture drives me up the fucking wall.
Did you see my comment?
There's a meme about, I think this is a real district. I don't know which one it is. But there's a gerrymandered district that looks like a 100-year-old man shot a load on a piece of cardboard from 9 feet away.
What is that? Oh.
It's spread out.
Oh,
it's thin.
Oh, I see. I didn't.
I was stretching analogy on that one.
Oh yeah.
But
that makes sense.
But it really is a ridiculously districted place.
Oh, it's stupid.
That has nothing to do with geography. Has nothing to do with, like, there's no river.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Right. And there's shit in between, like there's cul-de-sacs and it absorbs other ones. It's so profoundly fucked up. And the bottom says, assuring politicians with 13% approval ratings get reelected 95% of the time.
How do you even figure that out? I mean, it's got to be so they must have so many people on that.
The black people live here.
Oh, okay.
The white people live here.
Yeah.
We put all the black people together in a district and let them elect their black person. But we carve out our white fiefdom.
Yes.
And we make sure that all the blacks in our white fiefdom, you're fucked.
Right, right. And I imagine there are certain more valuable things, maybe, in the white fiefdoms that the white people hoard from the black fiefdoms.
Right.
Just kidding. I said it looked like fallopian tubes.
Yeah, it does. Turn sideways.
Why would a neighborhood be shaped like that?
Exactly that reason.
It doesn't make any sense.
Because the state
Shitty.
Was able to. And I'm not, that's outside Chicago too, by the way.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that the Democrats are 100% virgins when it comes to this either. I mean,
no,
the,
but it's
the Democratic.
It's better when they do it, actually.
It's better for our beliefs, but it's shittier for
What's
the
wrong?
System.
But our beliefs.
In general.
But our beliefs are better for the system
well,
in
we
general.
Well, we believe so.
Well, and I.
Sadly, it is a representative democracy. Well, it's not anymore. But the idea was for it to be a representative democracy. And,
well, it's just odd because I support politicians that want to raise the minimum wage.
But this keeps it from being that. If you're.
Yes.
If you're shuffling, if you're not able to geographically shuffle people into certain areas to marginalize their political power,
right,
then you just redraw the map around them. You don't move the people,
yeah.
You move the map, and that's what they do.
Was gerrymandering in the Constitution?
I believe not. I don't think so.
This wasn't a plan of our slave-owning forefathers?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. That's a question that... maybe we should ask our constitutional lawyer friend.
What about
Becky
the Bible?
Kluger.
Oh yeah, Becky.
Becky Kluger, News Clues.
Right.
So I don't know that answer, to tell you the truth. Anyway, that's what's on our. Our
must
Facebook.
Be something in the Bible about it then, for sure.
The answer is
always backed up in a holy manner.
It's in here. The answer's in here.
Bullshitticus 69. Spado
kuge dema. That's the answer, right?
Oh, is
there.
That? Is he talking about gerrymandering right there?
He
I
is.
Knew it.
The spirit overtook him. It is talking about gerrymandering. Let's see what else is going on. You know what we can do? We can see what's going on in the news.
Oh, very fun.
What we like to do here on Crab Diving, if it's your first time listening, hey, thanks for listening to us.
Right.
If you're listening live, it's 2:44 p.m. on the western coast out here in Los Angeles, California, in Koreatown, USA, from whence we emit our love.
And, welcome to the weekend.
And stuff here that we're doing. Yeah, setting you up for the weekend, putting the T-ball on the tee.
Tweet us at Crab Diving. What are you drinking on?
What are you drinking on?
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
But we practice our love here every weekday, 2 p.m. Pacific.
What a horrible perv to even have that come out of your mouth. It's fucked up.
We talked about it before that, the great evil behind that whole time period was Darth Chaney. But the there we go. But
fucking white people, man.
You know, George obviously is culpable also.
Yeah.
He, however, I got to give him a little tiny bit of props. He was interviewed recently. Now that he's got that stupid, he's got a book out.
Oh, yeah. It's a great book.
Translated.
Choose Your Own Adventure.
From Crayon.
You can choose an adventure where you read some emails about 9/11 and then it doesn't happen.
That's at the that's at his museum, isn't
it? Oh,
is it?
Sure.
Well, it's not like that, but it's.
It should be.
They give you a chance.
Right.
To make decisions based on.
Oh, that's right.
Some shit that happened. And then it tells you the decision that George made.
Right.
And why that was the right one. This is in the George W. Right. Bush Museum.
Does it have a section where Colin Powell decides to lie to the United Nations? And maybe what if he decides not to?
That's the Colin Powell Museum.
Oh, is it? It's not included in the George Bush wing. No.
Colin Powell has a mobile game.
Oh, really?
That you play.
Could you imagine? Do you think the guy that went hunting with Dick Cheney could have maybe chose to stay home sick and wouldn't have got his face shot off?
What was that game, Duck Hunter?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember those games? Do they still have that game in bars where, I mean, you would skeet shoot
Duck
on
hunt.
The wall or whatever?
Right,
yeah,
stupid. So awesome, dumb. Man. Think about it. Joe Biden goes somewhere. He'll drop the F-bomb on a hot mic that he doesn't know is going. It's a big challenge. I want to be like, okay, I know. He said fuck, okay?
Right.
But he didn't shoot his friend's face with a fucking gun.
Not with a gun.
Okay? Or anything.
We don't know what they're doing.
I don't know what Jolton Joe's doing. He's not shooting anyone in the fucking face with a firearm.
Ice cream truck outside here in the ghetto, everybody.
You think people can hear that?
Wanting to pick up.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Probably not. So that's passing by Crab Diving Studios out here.
Yeah.
Getting through our hermetically sealed anti-sound barrier stuff.
Yeah.
Which we don't have. Go to our Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I mean, go to our blog, our website, right. If you have to buy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Amazon. You know, the holidays are coming up, and you buy shit for people for Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Some of you do. I mean, damn it. I got to start over.
Christmas.
Sparkle season is coming up. I forgot. We can't call it Christmas anymore.
Sparkle season, guys.
And if you like to buy shit for people, buy your shit on Amazon. You don't even have to leave your fucking house.
No.
And you can go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. And what happens is it takes you to the Amazon site. You buy your shit. You log out. You can check out. And we get a little skim, a little cut off the top. It doesn't cost you anything extra.
Thank you, agoraphobics.
Thank you, agoraphobics and lazy motherfuckers.
Right.
And also, if you're into beer, you know anybody that's into brewing their own beer is talking about maybe thinking about trying to brew their own beer.
Got any friends that like to drink a little bit?
Then, fresh from their 12-step meeting.
Yes.
Help them hop off of that wagon.
Right.
With the gift of a beer kit from Mr. Beer. And go to crabdiving.com/beer. If you go there and buy some beer shit, then we get a little taste of that also, and that helps us to buy our own supplies for our beer.
You know, you mentioned AA. I had a friend who Vine in Hollywood. There's an AA meeting there, and he would say that it was just a bunch of people going there because of their DUIs. He's like, right after the meeting every Saturday, we go to Dylan's. Well, it used to be Dylan's at Hollywood and Vine because they had $3
meeting and then go get a beer.
They had $3 pints. What are you supposed to do? You went to the meeting, you had beer.
Check, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like...
Why don't they just have beer there?
Yeah.
Well, cut out the middleman. Don't a lot of those guys just sit there and just sign... Didn't we hear about that? That those that are court-ordered to be there?
Yes.
that there's a person who is just like, yeah, fine, you were here, and then you can turn around and I heard walk
they're
out.
They're going to start doing a retina scan.
Semen samples.
Oh, yes.
So we like to check out here on Crab Diving. We check out the headlines. We like to see what's going on. Keep abreast. I said breast. By the way, I've got a story about breast. A breast.
Do you?
Coming
which,
up.
Which one?
It's one that you purchase.
Oh.
The
great.
Huh?
Great.
Oh, great. It is. It's a happy event.
Okay.
When you could buy a nice holiday titty. I'm looking for my fun Sarah Palin news drop, and I can't find that either. It's a fucked up day here on
God
the show
damn it,
as far
man.
As me fucking up my tracks and everything. I
That's
apologize,
okay.
everyone, for making you listen to me search.
Follow Pat on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so Vile. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great weekend.
That's it. Yeah, fuck it. We're done. Mic drop. All right, fuck it. Well, we'll just go to the headlines. We'll check out the headlines first at the Commie Pinko Liberal
Effete
Huffington Post.
Color me there, guys.
A picture of a frowny orange guy.
Sparkle season.
That is in charge of the cats.
Yes.
In the House of Representatives, House of, quote, representatives, unquote. And there's a picture of John Boehner frowny facing.
Sad.
The Huffington Post, and the headline is, same old, GOP preps for immigration showdown. So there. It's the same old shit. There's no kumbaya. We're going to work with the president. Bullshit happening.
They're worried about Mexican children coming into this country.
Absolutely.
Ruining it.
Congressional Republicans are saying they're considering a series of showdowns. We're going to fight them at the OK Corral. Overfunding the government if President Obama goes ahead with his expected plans to unilaterally overhaul the nation's immigration. You know what that means? Government shutdown. Or
well,
partial shutdowns.
I was going to say, if they don't want to let anybody in, why don't we just say we don't want to let anybody out, meaning you can't move your business to your manufacturing to China? You have to keep everything in the country.
That's not fair trade and capitalist.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Who cares? If these lazy workers here in America would willingly accept 18 cents an hour like those hardworking Indians in Bangladesh, well, Bangladeshis in Bangladesh, then, you know, everybody would be better off.
God.
That's what they think. That's what they think. That the country would be better off if companies were able to pay slave fucking wages.
All right. I agree with you.
I don't understand how that works in anybody's brain if you're not dumb or evil.
Go to Mr. Beer, type in the promo crabs.
Now we head over to Drudge. There's no promo.
Oh, you don't do that?
No.
Okay, oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Go to crabdiving.com/beer.
Okay.
Now we head over. Let's dumb it down since we've already been talking about the GOP Congress dummies.
Ebola? Let's
head on over to the Drudge Report. Matt Drudge running around screaming, the sky be falling about something, you know, because if it's something from the right, it's got to be scary as fuck. The headline, illegals taunt agents as amnesty nears.
What do you mean?
There's no picture. I'm surprised they couldn't find a picture of some MS-13 or giving the finger or something.
Are they like putting one foot over the border, then taking it back, whatever? I can't catch me.
I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. Yeah. I'm not touching you.
I'm in America. No, I'm not. I'm in America.
This
no,
is
not.
Over. Well, this is the Washington Examiner, so consider the source.
Right.
The Washington Examiner says, working for ICE right now is, quote, is hell right now, as Obama plans amnesty for illegals. The story says, morale among officers at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, already low, Ryan.
Fuck you.
Has reached a new bottom.
What do you mean? What do you mean morale? Are they still getting fucking paid?
They're sad because Obama won't let them shoot them.
Who cares if you're sad? Most people at work are sad. Everyone's sad.
Their morale's reached a new bottom as illegal immigrants expecting amnesty from President Obama taunt and ridicule.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The overworked officers.
I'm sorry for you. A bunch of people that are starving trying to get in this country making fun of you.
One report One report says...
One guy said...
Working for this agency is hell right now. The president's gradual, calculated dismantling of our immigration system...
And then he did a hair flip and walked into the corner to brood.
Has caused morale to plummet in the agencies.
They're all pouting.
Yeah, we can't fling the Mexicans back across the border.
Get drunk. So what? Get sad. Who cares? You know what? I hope their morale goes even lower. How do you like that? You're still getting paid. Who gives a shit?
They go on and on. And then it says, his assumption, meaning Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That they are motivated by money shows how little respect he has for the men and women how little respect he has for the men and women who have devoted their careers to public service in immigration. The noble immigration officials.
I mean, they you know, listen,
dedicating themselves.
You got a fucking job.
To grabbing brown people and throwing them the fuck back over the border.
Right. You know what? It's even better. Now you see, maybe you don't have to arrest anybody. That'll be better. That'll be less for you to do at work. Right. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck?
I mean, honestly, are you 8 years old? Do you need to be happy all the time? No. Your stupid
well,
fucking
there's
job.
There's nothing wrong with trying to be happy all the time, but...
Yeah, but this guy's like, oh, their morale's low. Well, I don't care. I don't give one fucking shit.
Right.
I don't care.
And to try to ridiculously blame that on the slow dismantling of the immigration system.
No, my God.
Our immigration system has been fucked for decades. They've been trying to fix it. George W. fucking moron.
And to the C students.
Right.
I say you too can be president of the United States.
George Bush,
he's an asshole,
tried to pass immigration reform, and even his own cunty party turned on him and wouldn't allow it because it did something slightly nice for people that might be brown.
Yeah.
And may not speak American.
Right.
So it's been going on for a while. This ain't some new thing that has popped up that this shitbag is saying. That Obama's policies have dismantled the immigration.
They're sad.
Right.
These guys at the border are sad. What are we going to do?
Right. Fuck you. Suck it up. Do your job, you asshole.
Download a crab diving podcast. Maybe you'll feel better, stupid.
Right. I think we can take a break now. We're about the halfway point here. It's 2:57 p.m. on the western coast. 5:57. On the East Coast, if you're driving, listening to us, hey, thanks. Don't get all angry and cause an accident or anything.
Right.
We've got some music.
Oh, that's right.
Today, we've got for our interim, for our...
Right.
What do they call it in the
interstitial?
Theater?
Interstitial.
For our...
Intermission.
Intermission.
The Dave O'Grady Trio.
We'll flash the lights for you when it's time to come back.
And do we have a... What else are we playing? A little Rick Wood?
We have, yeah. First, we have a Abnormal Cattle.
Okay.
Too Dark to See. And then a little old Train Master. We'll play a little bit of that till we come back here. So we'll be back in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, if you buy shit on Amazon, support the cause.
Yeah.
And go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and also crabdiving.com/beer.
Right.
Maybe easier to remember. If you want to buy some beer shit for how to brew. Make your own beer. Come up with a good name.
Save some money.
Name it after us.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, it's the Cunty Brew.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be back.
Oh, that exists.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I have no doubt. Cunty beer is out there.
Yeah, sure.
We'll be back in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Take a hit, take a shit, whatever you need to do. Purge, intake. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. More crab diving on the other side.
Thank you. me a princess or two. And now I'm stuck behind this wall and I still got a job to do. Little old train, little old train, rusting in the eye. Deepest of winter, coming around. Little old train, little old train, resting in the eye. Little old train, little old train, resting in the eye.
Be back, ladies and gentlemen, Crab Diving Friday here on Crab Diving Network, spewing forth at you from Los Angeles, California. It's 3.05 p.m. on the Western Type Coast, November 14th, if it ain't that time. This is a rerun.
Right.
Thanks for listening to the rerun here.
It's our 5 o'clock whistle show, right. Sort of.
Kind of, yeah. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Also here on the network, if you're listening to the rerun here, we rerun this show. This show is live weekdays, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. 10 hours for y'all every week. And then we rerun the fuck out of the show for the day.
Correct.
But we also have other great programming here on the network.
Here, here.
That's already dropped.
That's
and
right.
And some more coming.
The Hollywood Hick.
The Hollywood Hick. Right now you can go to crabdiving.com. You can go to the Hollywood Hick page, which I think I need to put a link to immediately after the show. And I got to fix the menus on,
yes,
the, on the website. And you'll be able to download Tuesday's episode.
Yes.
Also, you can tonight, Friday, Ryan.
Oh, my God.
A brand new steaming, warm, awesome pile of Hollywood Hick is dropping.
Oh, that's the best.
At 7 p.m. Pacific. Brent Paris, very funny comedian out here in Los Angeles, opines and filibusters for an hour.
Yes.
About everything Hollywood, gossipy,
pop culture.
Culture, news, whatever the fuck.
Stupid criminals.
Pops into his brain.
See who he's broken up with.
At the moment.
Right.
We also, here on the network, are thrilled with our sports show.
Love it.
The awesome Daily Upper Decker premieres new shows every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. So it's weekly. Daily Upper Decker.
Yes. And he's got a whole team.
There's a whole team.
Bunch
there.
Of analysts.
Tommy Gimler and the team.
Right.
Very funny. You can listen to that. That might run probably, you know, that we're kind of running at 8 p.m. at night.
Uh-huh.
Every night now, just until the schedule fills up.
Yes.
But for now, you can listen to the new shows of The Upper Decker at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays, and then right now kind of 8 p.m. every night. We're just running it right after the Hollywood Hick.
Right.
And then tomorrow, a brand new, steaming, smoldering episode. Light one up, pass it over. The Cannalinguists, our resident 420 experts, Marijuana, Mary Jane.
It's our pot show.
The herb. Pot.
Oh, yeah.
Ganja.
You know what they talked about? I've never heard anybody talk about this before, but they did a show, a little segment on dispensary security. Mm-hmm. and like what it's like that, because they have so much cash.
And whether you should have armed security, how it makes you feel, the comfort level involved. And
right.
You like that comfort level, though. What? Of you like the dispensary aspect, though, don't you? You kind of like the you've said that you like the exclusivity of it. Like, you got to get buzzed in. You got to they only let one or two people in at a time.
Dude, you walk in there and there's someone there to help you.
Right.
Imagine going into like imagine going into Radio Shack.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get that service. The service you get at a dispensary in general in L.A. is fucking awesome.
Right. Hi, I guess we'll have to see what's going on in
they ask you what kind
Denver
of high you want. Yeah, what kind of high do you want? Da, 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 da. They care about you. They care about your well-being. Are
what's your affliction?
Yes. You know.
What's your diagnosis? Actually, they don't ask you that. That's a...
I have consumption. Yeah. I have adrenal fatigue.
I have the vapors.
Oh, I definitely... I got the vapors.
I got the vapors, motherfuckers.
I want that one.
The vapors?
What is that? Is that black lung, like... coal mining
isn't
stuff,
it,
or
isn't it just like what southern ladies?
Oh, Blanche got
southern
it.
Southern ladies would say, "I got the right, vapors. Right. I got the vapors." When they're
it's very Streetcar Named Desire.
They're flustered.
It's a Tennessee Williams kind of
yes, very Tennessee E.E. Williams-ish
kind of affliction. The vapors.
Speaking of afflictions,
yes.
Frequently here on the show, we've got some favorites.
Oh yes.
Yeah, it's been a prolific week for this guy. We even played a little bit of this earlier, but what the hell? Let's put a nice Glenn Becky bow on the. Mm-hmm. What color would Glenn Beck's bow be?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think it would be lots of different colors. I think Glenn Beck would only have
a rainbow colored bow. Are you suggesting?
Hey, if there was a bow available, whatever bow is available in the LL Bean catalog is the bow he would have. Give me one of every kind.
He's a fashion. Trend. He does wear bow ties.
I only wear a bow tie once, and then I throw it away and get a brand new one out of the package.
It's time for a Glenn Beck moment.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
So earlier we spoke of, we mentioned Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yes.
Came up a couple of times. She was mentioned by Brent Paris.
She's a Nazi sympathizer.
And she's apologized for that, didn't she?
She didn't know.
What? I didn't see it. Did you see any of the video or did you see any of the pictures of it?
Yeah, it's creepy.
Is it really Nazi?
Yeah, it's creepy. It looks real Nazi-like.
What's the deal? She came out with a music video
that
looks Nazi-ish.
It looks like Springtime for Hitler, but they didn't get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She says it has nothing that, of course, she doesn't.
Who knows what she says? She's only a star of the video, and it's her fucking song, so I don't know what other people were doing in it.
Did they say that about Rhythm Nation for Janet Jackson, though?
Oh, yeah. Well, she was a huge Nazi, right? Well, she's still alive.
Wasn't that the the kind of same style, though?
Yeah.
Or I didn't see the Nicki Minaj, so I don't know, but that Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation video was
like
creepy, authoritarian, jackbooty kind of thing.
I'm just kidding. I'm sure Janet Jackson's no Nazi. But the Rhythm Nation music video, kind of Hitler-y.
A little Hitler-y.
Yeah.
So Glenn Beck on the Blaze, the Uber Fuhrer Grand Poobah.
Yes.
Of the Blaze Empire.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty. That's what he reminds me of. That right? Humpty Dumpty.
Right.
That's what I think.
Glenn is now well. Apparently he had some health issues.
Oh, he recovered?
He's now recovered.
Good for him.
But he's talking a little bit about Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn Beck opining on the Nicki Minaj situation from The Blaze.
Have you seen this Nicki Minaj thing? I watch it, and I'm horrified by it. It is a video of... It's all fascistic Nazi stuff.
Ooh.
Well, we have an opinion there.
Fascistic Nazi stuff.
It's fascistic Nazi stuff.
I might have to rearrange my opinion.
As opposed to the early Nazis when they were less fascistic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When he must love those SS outfits, though, and they had great clothes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if Nicki Minaj would necessarily fall into Hitler's vision of a perfect Nazi, but...
Not exactly the Aryan dream, you're saying?
Maybe not. I mean, I wasn't there.
Were you there?
muss weitergekämpft werden. Es geht nicht. Ihr dürft nicht.
Here Glenn Beck continues. He's disturbed. He's
upset.
He's upset.
No, no. He's horrified.
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 Nazi stuff. And then what's worse is if you listen to the lyrics in it, and those are the lyrics, but we haven't shown them really because you can't. It's all the F word. It's all about what you do to somebody else, what you do to women. It is the most degrading thing I have seen. It was.
Don't cuss, Willow.
The F word. They were using the F word.
They were.
Does he not get out of the house a lot? I mean, all I hear is the F word in my life. I'm surrounded by the F word. I guess I'm desensitized. It no longer bothers me. I don't know.
Yeah, he can't. It doesn't jibe with his apparent view of the world.
And to be fair, I have seen this, but it was on mute. I have no idea what the song is like, this Nicki Minaj song.
Oh, really? I don't either.
I don't give a shit about the Nicki Minaj song. Yeah.
So horrifying. And what they've done is they've taken the Nazi images, and then they're taking and they're mixing sex, graphic, awful sex, with the images of death.
What a great drop. Sex. Graphic, awful sex. Graphic.
Yeah. Oh, the whoopee.
Oh, shit. Duck.
Yeah, duck.
What is that? Huh? Graphic, awful sex.
Graphic.
Did you hear him say that?
Oh, yeah. He loved that, wrapping lips around that.
Awful sex.
Where is that?
There and it is. Then they're taking and they're mixing sex, graphic, awful sex, with the images of death. Is there anybody Jewish in the audience? You Jewish? Okay. Do you keep kosher? Okay. Do you know why you keep kosher?
Sort of.
Yeah. Let me get it wrong. But kosher is kept. You keep milk and meat away from each other. And you keep milk and meat because milk is life. Milk is that sustains life.
Oh, God. You know,
then
I just
why aren't we all kosher then? Why aren't we all kosher? I don't want my meat mixed with my milk. It's gross.
All this shit just...
Meaty milk.
It was derived from... They didn't know what bacteria was.
Right.
You're not supposed to let certain things touch other shit because they figured out that if you do, someone eats that shit and they crap out their lungs.
Are you saying I cannot store my pork tenderloin in the middle of a milk jug?
Because
milk is life.
That's right.
Meat is death.
What
does this have to do with Nazis?
Talking
is that
about?
And by the way,
yes.
Fuck off with this. I do not believe that there's a Jewish person in the audience at the Blaze.
At the Blaze.
At the Blaze.
It's got to be somebody working there.
It's got to be bullshit.
Milk is that sustains life. Meat is death. That's dead. You don't put life and death together. When you see a snuff film, there is nothing more disturbing, to me at least, than when you see a movie and there...
Wait a second.
Wait, how do we get into snuff films?
Yeah, well, you know, when you see a snuff film, ugh. Brian... the last snuff film you watched.
Oh, yeah? Hold on. Yeah, okay.
There's nothing... Yeah, what? He's
you know, out of his mind. They don't put enough snuff films on Hulu. I've seen them all. I think HR needs to go down to Glenn Beck's office at the Blaze.
Right.
And check his browser history. You can't watch snuff films at the Blaze.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned now, but...
When you watch a snuff film... Oh, okay, when we all watch snuff films...
More disturbing, to me at least,
me
and death together. When you see a snuff film, there is nothing more disturbing, to me at least, than when you see a movie and they're mixing graphic sex and death next to it. If there's,
I don't like that either. Could you imagine 9.5 weeks and then, you know, oh, yeah. All right.
Something just, every warning bell in you goes off. That's not keeping kosher. You're mixing life and death.
God. That's
snuff
beautiful.
Films, there's your breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Snuff films are not kosher.
I'm trying to figure out his analogy. Is snuff films, is it meat?
Yes, it's life meeting death.
Then
it's
what's
fucking
the milk?
Meeting death.
What's the milk then? Is Nicki Minaj the milk?
I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure him out. It's very
not
strange.
Possible. Glenn works in mysterious ways.
Oh yes,
life and death. You put those two together, it is the height of evil. Okay, that's what God is trying to tell us with keeping kosher. You that's sacred. Creating life is sacred. Death, not good. Don't put those two together. Well, that's what happened. When you see that video, that's exactly what happened.
Which video? Is he talking about Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj video.
Or a snuff film?
Not good.
Squeal, squeal.
Not good. Okay? You hear he makes that point. He says, not good. Okay?
Right.
Okay?
He needs his reaffirmation or his affirmation.
Yes, to a box of dildo.
God, he's nuts.
I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded.
So
he has just the best clips. I mean, that was great. That
amazing.
Was great.
He's truly amazing.
I mean, when you watch a snuff film, right, everybody does that all the time. You know what I mean? In a snuff film.
He makes it sound like it's something everybody does. You come home, you take a shit, you have a beer.
Hey,
you pop in a snuff film.
Well, where's my new snuff film? Didn't it come in the mail?
Right.
Where the fuck is my snuff film? I want my dinner.
I want to watch Honey Boo Boo after a couple of snuff films.
No, I just want to watch snuff films. That's all I do.
That's true. So that, ladies and gentlemen, was our Friday Glenn Beck.
It's exhausting.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck.
Amazing.
Amazing performer, orator.
He's the best.
Batshit lunatic.
He's batshit crazy.
Speaking of batshit crazy, we also, one of the favorites here at Crab Diving is Pat Robertson.
Oh yes.
Who you know is the host, the creator. I guess he created the 700
exec producer.
Club, right?
He's the exec producer of the 700 Club.
And Pat Robertson is... he does this, what is it, Ask Pat? It's email them. He likes to be emailed.
He asks Pat, and he has a co-host or an assistant. It's not a co-host. It's not that equal. It's like his assistant.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem with marrying first cousin.
Terry sits next to Pat.
It's not the co-host. It's like his helper.
Yeah, I would. She's
it's like a magician's assistant.
There you go. Like the Vanna White, except she talks once in a while.
She
reads the emails.
Yeah, don't get crazy.
And then Pat reads the answer from God.
She said she would go off the cuff more if she wouldn't get backhanded by Pat when she...
You're right. So here is one of these moments of emails on the Ask Pat segment. And you just... Like I said, occasionally Pat makes us laugh at what a doddering old fool he is. And then occasionally he reminds you of really what an evil Christo-fascist fuck he really is. this would be B. Here is Terry. We'll toss it to Pat.
Okay.
This is Mark Pat, who says, my daughter's been living with a man for 3 years and has a baby by him. She's told her kids that they're married, but she won't marry him because she's had two husbands already. She told me once that it's easier to get forgiveness than permission. I tell her that forgiveness is for when you fall into sin and not for premeditated sin. Who is right?
Wow, that's a lot.
So this is a mom who's upset about her daughter?
Yes.
Or is it a friend? I missed the
Mr. Vile,
the relationship.
We're arresting you for premeditated sin.
But is it whatever the relationship? This ninny is sending a letter is concerned that this woman who has been unsuccessfully married twice,
yes,
the sanctity of the beautiful sacrament of marriage,
right?
They've tried it. She tried it twice. Ain't worked.
Going down for premeditated sin.
She doesn't want to do it again. And yet she's apparently had a child.
Yeah, and it's just easier to tell Junior, listen, mommy and dad are married, okay?
Right.
Shut up about
it. Later on, when they can understand it, we'll be like, no, we never got
married. It's none of your fucking business.
We just didn't want to.
Listen, it's our marriage.
Deal.
It's our fake marriage.
Right.
Fuck off, kid.
It changes that kid's upbringing 0.0.
Relax.
So the daughter apparently is saying, well, you know, I'll be forgiven for my sins.
Sure.
But the mother's like, no, you won't. Not if you're doing it on purpose.
Oh, okay. If there's intent.
Right. And that's what she's saying, isn't she?
Premeditated sin carries a sentence of stoning, I believe.
I believe it's sin in the first degree.
Decapitation.
Maybe stoning's a big one.
A gouging of the eyes.
That's right. And a stern talking.
Right. And one of those things in the Three Stooges where you get poked with the fingers.
No, no, no.
You know, in the eyeballs.
Yeah.
Boing. You get that.
I wonder if I have that. I have something
You
like
also
that.
Get a Native American rug burn. Rub burn.
Right.
On your arm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Hurt. Horrible.
Native American rug burn. You could say Indian burn.
Oh, American Indian.
Yeah, you could say Indian again.
Rub burn.
Indian giver, probably not a good thing.
All
Survey
into
says.
Sin, and not for premeditated sin. Who is right?
You're absolutely right on that one. This girl's playing games. I don't know what kind of bringing up she had, but she didn't have a very good one. It doesn't sound like a couple of marriages already. I mean, she's obviously undisciplined, rebellious. She can't hold a stable relationship. And that.
Now, I wonder if he would say the same thing to Mr. Rush Limbaugh, who's on marriage number, what, 4?
I mean, Rush Limbaugh is a lunatic.
So, but,
4 marriages, dude. 4 marriages. That
right.
Big, fat, walrusy, oxy addict was like, on number 4, he was like, you know what? It's going to work this time.
Right.
It's going to work this time.
So she, but because she has a vagina, she's reckless.
Yes.
She's unstable.
Yes.
She's had 2 marriages. She's out of fucking control.
Bring out the leather cuffs.
She's obviously undisciplined, rebellious. She can't hold a stable relationship, and now she won't enter into one, even though she's got a child by this man. And then she's tempting God. I mean, man, she is walking on the edge.
God's like,
she's tempting God, man. No, no, she might as well be stabbing some babies.
Yeah, God's like, God. If God existed in this situation, he'd be like, no, no. He's not tempting. She's not tempting me. Do you realize what I'm dealing with over here? I got Afghanistan. I don't even know what to do with that shit. I got fucking Iran over here. They're doing some bullshit.
What is he doing about that?
I got countries
to deal
with. What
is God doing about any of that?
I got all these sick white people to take care of.
Are you suggesting God's getting involved in all that shit?
Yes.
If he is.
Mysteriously involved.
I'd like to speak to God's supervisor.
Sorry, God can't. God's in a meeting.
Because it's,
God's in a meeting. Can I take a message, stupid?
Balls are being dropped.
Right, right.
I'd like to speak to customer service.
But this person who's shacked up with their boyfriend with a couple of kids.
It's
totally
the biggest
tempting
evil
God.
He can think of.
God can't come to the phone right now. God's trying to figure out how to get the fucking oil off the bed of the Gulf of Mexico.
You remember when Pat got the letter from the guy whose wife was talking back to him?
Sure.
And Pat said, well, you know, if it was Saudi Arabia, you could beat her.
You think God is like with this fracking shit? Do you think he's like, oh my God, now I have to fix this. I'm having to fix this fracking that they keep doing. You think God's like, oh shit, on a to-do list. He's like, there's an earthquake in Kansas today, and there's one in Oklahoma. I got to fix this shit now because these stupid fucking assholes.
It's free will.
These fucking white people.
God doesn't get involved except when he does.
I bet God is rethinking the design
you
of white people.
Dick!
Yeah. He's like, I can't believe they turned out like this. I don't know how to fix them. I don't know what I'm going to do.
He did. And he flushed the giant toilet. And Noah took the Detroit Tigers with him on the ark.
Yes. And next time by fire.
And apparently that didn't work.
Yeah. He was like, I can't believe he did it. I can't believe he was able to have all those animals on that boat the whole time. I was going to kill everybody with that. But he figured out how to deal with the 18 million gallons of urine that it shat out of these.
It's so terrifying. The whole basis of these, a lot of these religions, is to make people feel like shit about themselves.
Yeah, based on a couple of marbles and a hat. I'm a Mormon. Hi.
You're supposed to feel like you were born a horrible, disgusting, vicious, evil sinner.
What the fuck?
And there's no redemption unless you eat a cookie every Sunday.
Sure. Mecca like a high, Mecca hiney ho.
And make sure you tithe 10%.
Sure.
Plus.
And by the way, this is God's flesh that you're eating in Catholic mass, because I'm going to put it in this little room.
Right?
It goes in a room. something happens, it's turned into Jesus skin, and then you eat it, and then you won't burn in hell. It's like, you better get it right, or you're going to burn in hell. Right? You got to follow the rules, you really do.
You got to follow the fucking
Very
rules.
Very particular.
Here, Pat continues about this horrific affront upon our society.
Oh, shit.
This craven hoa who has had two men inside of her and shat upon two plus men inside of her shat upon the sanctity of marriage.
Well, shatting, you don't know what she's into. And two men, probably more. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know. I have no idea, but, you know, kids these days.
And God, I mean, man, she is walking on the edge. You think, Linda was taking a chance. I mean, she's really on a tightrope, and she is, I mean, I would certainly pray for her, and I'd warn her, because she's asking for it.
What is she asking for?
I don't know. It sounds like Pat wants to look this chickadee up on Facebook or something.
She's asking for the wrath of God because she's fucked up marriage. She doesn't want to do it again.
Well, that's vile experience, she's walking a tightrope.
She's walking like that Willenda guy.
She wants it bad. No, he said, I want her bad.
She deserves,
something like that.
She's going to deserve what she gets.
Yes. I'm gonna have my people reach out to her, try to get her phone number.
God, it's terrifying.
He's creepy.
Terrifying how you're supposed to live in fear of the lightning bolts shooting up your urethra. If you do something wrong.
God's probably up there going like, okay.
Which never happens, by the way.
I don't use lightning bolts like that. That's not, you don't obviously don't understand lightning in my world. Right. Lightning bolts have nothing to do with that. I don't deal with lightning bolts. Right. I work in AIDS, cancer, crabs at crabdivey.com. I work in famine, Ebola. You know, I put too much lead in the paint, killed a bunch of people off, made some room.
So this person may be making an adult decision, realizing that maybe she ain't good at marriage.
It's no lightning. Yeah, yeah.
And instead of getting into a legal contract,
right,
because of your stupid religion telling you to, she decided that she would rather not.
Yeah.
And that is going to be the apocalypse. The four horsemen are flying out of that overused vagina.
You know, it's odd. Sometimes having your relationship solemnified by a governing body doesn't always make it better.
You think?
Wow, how sexy. Oh, my God. A judge just signed off on our love. Oh, my
right.
God.
Look at us. Look at us.
Look at me. I'm special.
Yeah.
God.
Here's more.
No, good.
There's a lot. There's 28 more seconds. No, Pat.
That's all.
Warning about.
Damn it.
The horrors that this harlot is inflicting upon the universe.
It's like right wing nut job Friday.
Because she's asking for it, and it's going to be really tough. But don't tell me it's easier to ask for forgiveness and permission. I mean that's a big joke. Yeah.
yeah. You heard Terry.
Yeah. She's so good. Listen, she's my hero. She's great. She knows how to keep a job. In show business, call it what you will, she has a wonderful job. How much does Terry make at the 700?
Not enough.
You think she's SAG? It's got to be a SAG gig. She's on TV every fucking day.
It's a union job, probably.
Yeah, probably. She was like, yeah, kabam, Emmy.
You think 700 Club is a union gig?
Yeah.
It's a union house?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I mean, I swear if he got an email from a guy that like killed 94 people, he wouldn't be as outraged and upset as this woman who's using her vagina.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. But not when you're dealing with the Lord. I mean, sooner or later, God's going to say, that's all she wrote, baby, and it's going to be tough. All
right. This is a viewer who says, why do people...
Come on. I keep telling these fucking human beings, sooner or later, it's going to be, that's all she wrote!
That's all she wrote.
Send some lightning down and AIDS. I second thought we are going to utilize lightning for punitive reasons. There's going to be lightning AIDS.
The Lord is up on the current lingo.
You're going to get struck by lightning and get AIDS.
You know God would be able to say that. God says yo and stuff because he's up on the current
lingo. Yo, what up? You want some Ebola lightning, motherfucker?
Pat being hip.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the end of this?
Just a viewer who says, question. Why do people fall out when the Holy Spirit is heavier when it hits them?
Oh, I don't know that one.
She's so, why do people fall out?
I got to get that one. Why do people fall out when the Holy Spirit is heavier and hits them? Is that faith healing bullshit when they whack you on the head and you fall over?
If they explain that to me, then we definitely have to have that because that'll settle some shit in my book for my atheism. You know what? Don't bother with the clip. It's total bullshit.
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you're not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover.
I mean, that is the most amazing rhyme ever in the history of anything.
It's Shakespearean.
Genital cover. something for your lover. Scroguard.
I've got another clip here. This is...
Yeah.
Coach Dave.
Yeah.
We haven't had a Coach Dave clip, I think, since the new show began here on the Crab Diving Network.
That's all she wrote, baby. Send a flood! Is that what God said right before he doused Noah with water? That's all she wrote, baby. I hope you got all those animals in there.
That's how we do it in Texas. Remember that?
Oh yeah,
that
when he
clip of Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck fires off a round.
So, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer is.
Right. Sorry, I can't stop. So stupid.
Coach Dave Dobenmeyer is another right wing lunatic preacher. He's a high school coach or something. That
this guy's a dumbass.
Has bitched and whined that
right.
He can't get a job coaching high school because he's gonna shove Jesus in their pristine little starfish whether they want it or not on his teams.
This guy's like amazing because he's just a fucking asshole.
He's a lug. Yeah.
Like Glenn Beck and I feel like Pat Robertson, they're sort of like amazing because they're so good at delivering the bullshit.
Guy's not.
Yeah. I mean, Pat Robertson looks at the camera and he says, there are AIDS people. AIDS people. Oh, my God. There are people with AIDS walking around with these needles in these special rings that they can poke you.
Give them the stuff.
And give them the AIDS.
Give them the stuff.
That's how they transmit it. I mean, get the fuck out of here. It's nuts.
Get the fuck out of here.
But David, this Coach Dave is just a fucking...
He's a turd, so...
But he's amazing, too.
He also has a YouTube channel, you know, and I don't know if he does radio. I think he just does videos. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, he wears a baseball cap with a little red cross on it.
Oh, good for him.
Jesus' team.
Where can I buy that?
Team Torture.
Where can I buy his stupid fucking hat? I bet he sells that shit.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure he's got merch.
Charlatan!
So here is Coach Dave talking about our commander-in-chief, Barack Hussein Obama.
Borsky, Borsky, Borsky. Do you have to keep saying Hussein, dude?
And here's
just stop it, okay?
The most important
you're killing
part,
America.
The most important part of his name, according
just say
to these
Barack
people.
Obama. Nobody, don't remind people his middle name's Hussein.
Black President Barack Hussein Obama.
No, he's white.
Our Muslim-in-chief.
No, he's Lutheran, actually.
Kenyan.
He's not from Kenya. He was born in Hawaii.
Somehow, inexplicably...
He's Samoan.
The product of a conspiracy from 40, 50 years ago.
Turkey basters.
That they knew he was going to be president, so they faked his place of birth. Here's Coach Dave Dobenmeyer talking about our commander-in-chief.
I've been studying the president for quite a while, and people say he's a narcissist or displays narcissistic behaviors. I believe he's a sociopath.
So Coach Dave, apparently I wasn't aware that Coach Dave has a doctorate.
Who knew?
In psychiatry.
I didn't know he was Fraser fucking Crane. I'm listening.
Coach Dave has been studying the president. And
God,
he's not a sociopath, Ryan.
Right. Oh, okay, thanks.
A lot of people say he's a sociopath.
Oh, really?
A lot of people are saying
that. He's Bob Newhart. He's a fucking psychiatrist.
A lot of people are saying he's
a lot
a
of
sociopath.
People, dude.
Here's more.
I believe he's a sociopath. I'm throwing a question out there today. Do you think he is? a sociopath. And if you Google or look up a sociopath on the web, you'll find out the characteristics are just like President Obama. Very, very charismatic is one of the characteristics. A very self-centered, inability to feel any empathy. This is a guy we're talking about that when he watched a video of a man getting his neck chopped off, his head chopped off, he went out and played golf. He had no empathy for it.
So apparently, the day that video was released,
what a dickhead!
Obama was supposed to lock himself into the White House.
Well, I mean,
and tear apart his clothing and scream and rail and cry and cut himself with a razor 18 times on each arm. Well,
by the way, just if you're ever president and I'm your press secretary or whoever, I'm in charge of your image. And a decapitation video comes in. I'm going to be like, you know what, dude? Why don't you go bowl downstairs in the basement, that nice bowling alley? Listen, there's a whole nice bowling alley downstairs.
Granted,
there's a bar.
From a PR standpoint,
full fucking kitchen.
Not the smartest thing he did.
No one will know you're bowling.
I have other worries.
Don't go to the golf course because people can see that. You'll look like a real fucking asshole.
There's more important shit to worry about.
Get out the PlayStation, dummy.
I've worked with some people that are like that who don't have the ability to feel, as Bill Clinton would say, feel your pain.
This is a guy.
What in the fuck is he talking
this
about?
This is a guy who thinks gay people should be, you know, rounded up and put in camps. This is a guy. Talk about feeling. What fucking feelings does this guy have for anybody except white Christians?
Hey, listen, this is such a horrible thing to say, but really, I mean, how bad would it be in the gay camp? I mean, it'd be fun, right?
Where?
Fucking the gay camp. If you had gay camps, it's like there's nobody here but gay people. Oh, really? Oh, it's awesome. We got a...
Well, if you were going to stick me in a gay camp or in a Christian camp, I'll take the gay camp.
Right. Over here, they're producing South Pacific. It's great.
Clinton would say, feel your pain. They don't have the ability to be able to do that. It's President Obama, mentally ill, has been raised in an environment... Think about this, you know? He had no father, really. He had no mothers, as we began to see. He didn't really have another. He had no home. He was in Hawaii. He was in Jakarta, Indonesia. He had no school. He had no country. He had no religion.
He's literally...
Harvard Law.
Yes.
No school.
You know what? A lot of people say he is accomplished as, quote-unquote, a motherfucker. He's qualified to be president. Didn't you hate this rationale like people would say when he ran for president the first time? Well, he hasn't done anything.
He was a little young.
What has he done, though? But he hasn't done anything.
Right.
He shouldn't be president. How stupid. Hey, what did Ronald Reagan do? Yeah, he ran California. I live in California. Right, it's a state of shitheads.
Coach Dave is reminding everyone that there is nothing American about Barack Hussein Obama.
And what do you mean he didn't have a home? He wandered around like a vagabond?
He's not like us.
He's countryless.
Coach Dave is reminding everyone, and that's what they love to do. They have to remind everyone that Obama isn't like us.
Oh, my God.
He's not like you, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
And then it's going to be the same bullshit. When Hillary Clinton gets in, if she gets in,
right.
More than
is
likely.
Is it true that Obama has a tail? I heard he had it removed in Kenya before he came over.
I'm sure they believe it.
Before he swam across the border.
Oh, yes. He had no country. He had no religion. Is President Obama mentally ill? And the reason I put that up to you right now, folks, if he is, I believe he's a dangerous man. If he is incapable of understanding exactly what just took place in this election, and it was a direct rejection of him, who knows what he might be capable of? I made people...
You know, as he's saying, if. Now, if he's mentally ill, he's a dangerous man.
He sounds... Listen...
I'll agree with him. If the president is mentally ill, there's an issue.
Hey, Coach Dave, if you happen to be listening to the Crab Diving show every day from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific on the Crab Diving Network Monday through Friday.
Boom.
By the way, starting this Monday, Catch the Morning Wood starring Rick Wood. We're adding 10 more hours of live programming every week.
Fuck yeah.
The Morning Wood, Morning Drive Time Radio. Check it out.
8 a.m. to 10 p.m. live, crabdiving.com, Pacific.
Yes. I mean... Oh, I lost my train of thought with that fucking promo.
Coach Dave.
I almost made it through.
Yeah, it's hard, yeah.
And then Coach Dave, blah, blah, blah. Something about it. Yeah. Oh, no. Coach Dave, you need to go see Glenn Beck and get some vocal training. Do you listen to him? He's got
some vocal fry in there,
yeah,
maybe?
No,
something.
It's not the vocal fry. It's this. He does this all the time on mic, and it drives me crazy. He'll make a point, and he'll be like,
oh, the smacking.
Stop it.
Barney Frank does that a lot.
Yeah, Barney Frank gets a pass because he's fucking awesome, but this guy's a shithead. And he'll say, blah, 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 Obama's black. You know what I mean? I hate that.
It was a direct rejection of him. Who knows what he might be capable of? I made people mad when I said this. You know, Ted Bundy was one of those guys. He's one.
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy
is the same as the president.
Ted Bundy's just like Barack Obama.
Ted Bundy chopped up a bunch of people. Now, same as the president.
That's a drop the mic moment. Good for Coach Dave. Good job.
He doesn't drop the mic though.
Oh, really?
One of those guys. Amazing. He's one of those charismatic guys. He became a serial killer, and I'm not saying President Obama is a serial killer.
Now, I'm not saying the president is a serial killer.
You know, I wish I could do a Barack Obama. You know, Barack Obama on the evenings, weekends, he sits around in the basement of the fucking White House, and he's like, oh, he puts the lotion in the basket. And he's killing people, and he's just like Silence of the Lambs. He's stitching together a skin suit. He does the Buffalo Bill.
Dances with
the mangina
with
thing.
A mangina.
You remember that? Puts a stick between his legs. With his mussy, correct, mussy.
But we certainly know that he doesn't seem to have much problem killing people with those drones.
See, that one drives me batshit, and plus hear that music in the background. But that drives me crazy because nothing gives the people on that side a little tiny conservative weenie boners.
Drones. Oh, they love drones,
more
right?
than killing brown people on the other side of the planet.
I mean, that's got to be weird for Barack Obama because he's like, it's the only reason I'm continuing these drone strikes is because I thought the Republicans would like
Obama
it.
Obama can't win.
He's like, I killed Osama bin Laden, and now I'm killing a bunch of innocent brown people with these horrible fucking drones. That's my olive branch.
Well, and I mean, the perfect example of that is, was it last week when gas prices now are at a all-time low in recent
history? That's horrible for the country.
Yeah, a year ago they were screaming, gas prices are high, it's all Obama's fault, Obama, Obama, Obama. Now the gas prices are low, they're like, gas prices are low, that might not be good for the country.
Yeah, it's stupid. And listen, maybe you can explain this to me, because this, to me, is the most baffling thing that I don't understand. The majority of the people in this country are poor, and there are a lot of people on minimum wage.
Yes.
So when you have someone says, when a party says that they're against raising the minimum wage, but then all the people on minimum wage don't vote for them, explain that to me.
I can't.
Jesus?
Yeah.
Abortion?
Those are
what
the big
is
ones.
It? I mean, Mexican people coming across the fucking border.
There you go, terrifying.
Damn, dude, you're talking about you can make an extra. I mean, what is it in one of those Nordic countries? What is the minimum wage in Sweden? Is it like
$20 an hour or something,
dude,
like that? Or?
There are people in Arkansas making $8.50 an hour.
Yep, picking their asses off.
Do you think their life would change if all of a sudden it was $20?
Absolutely.
You think it would change?
Absolutely.
And they're like, oh, they cut your hours back. Hey, dipshit, if you were working 40 hours a week at $8.50 an hour, then all of a sudden he's like, now you can work 20 hours a week at $20 an hour.
Right. But in order to keep their profits coming, they're going to have to raise prices and everything then.
I don't know.
Well, how about accepting a little bit less profits?
Right. Oh, no.
Un-American.
Oh, no.
Commie.
You know, but Rush can't do that. He's like, how am I going to afford all my oxy?
Rush Limbaugh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the EIB network.
Yes, I just paid my illegal housekeeper to drive down to Boca, right. Come back with a pickup truck full of Xanax for my big, fat, fucking loserly ass.
Consuela, did the garbage bag in your ass break? It smells, my oxy's smelling a little bit shitty.
Oh, yeah. Listen, that's the hardest thing about working for Rush. When you go there and they break in a new housekeeper, the orientation day at work.
You got to be able to take at least a satchel up your asshole.
No,
right?
No. What it is, they're like, it's your first week, so we're only going to need you to swallow 11 balloons of heroin.
Right.
Okay? And then fly somewhere.
Here's the end of Coach Dave's unwisdom.
President Obama, mentally ill. Is he mentally ill? Or is he demon possessed?
Listen to that fucking music.
Dun dun. Is he demon possessed?
Is he demon possessed?
Is he the dungeon master? In this scenario, is Barack Obama the dungeon master? It's your thoughts?
No, the dungeon master is...
Who would be the dungeon master?
What do you mean? It depends.
I don't know. I'm trying to make sense of this shit.
You can't.
He's demon possessed.
Is he mentally ill? Or is he demon possessed?
Right.
And people say, well, you know, Coach, it's probably a little bit of both. And I'd say this. It appears to me that he is not a Christian man, but he's of his father, the devil, and the works of his father he will do.
His father is the devil? Is that what he just said?
Obama is the son of Satan.
Oh, shit. So, you know, you underestimate, like, how hard it is for some people to accept the fact that you have a black president.
Can't handle it.
Like, I think that's a lot of the problem with it. Because, like, is Bill Clinton the fucking devil? Is Bill Clinton's father the devil? Or is it just Barack Obama's black father?
Barack Obama, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. Do you want to hear Megyn Kelly say fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Joining now, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who's the host of Huckabee, ooh, right here on the...
Huckabee. Play it again!
Joining me now, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who's the host of
Oh, that's beautiful.
Huckabee.
Oh my God, that's so good. You remember that clip, I think it was on Fox as well, when they're interviewing the guy that climbed... what mountain did he climb? The blind guy that climbed the...
Denali. I don't remember, but yeah.
He climbed Denali, and the host says, and coming up, we have so-and-so that climbed all the way up so-and-so, and he's gay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Which came out of nowhere.
He's blind. And the guy, poor blind guy, is just fucking sitting there like, wait, I'm gay? What?
Where does that come from?
It's the most amazing clip ever. I love...
It's not that bad. He's only blind.
You know, a lot of times, just to give our... listening audience out there a little peek into what it's like to hang out with at Rated R Comedy at Vile Experience. A lot of times we sit around and watch news bloopers.
Absolutely.
Because you know what? It's the best thing on the fucking
planet. I've got, speaking of news.
Listen, I'm sorry. Later tonight, if you're bored, go to YouTube and Google, on YouTube, search air guitar space skin flute. It's the funniest fucking news blooper ever. And it's not really a blooper because the guy says it on purpose, but it's amazing.
Air guitar skin flute.
Do you know what I'm talking about? No. Oh, shit. Look it up later. Living the question.
I've got a story. This is science, innovation.
Boring.
Maybe this will be on Shark Tank.
Blah, 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 Jesus.
This is a surgeon. A surgeon in New York City.
Boring.
Is, I'm trying to see, Surgeon Norman Rowe is his name, has invented something that he is calling...
what is it?
The Instabreast.
Ooh, really? What's that?
Which is a lunchtime lift offering instant breast enlargement that lasts 24 hours. It gives you a chance to try on some bigger titties.
Oh, where do you do that? Walmart?
He's calling them vacation breasts now. He's working on. He wants a new augmentation that will last 2 or 3 weeks that you can take for vacations or special occasions.
Oh, my God. They're Netflixing titties.
He's injecting stuff into the boobs that just kind of absorbs away. He says he won't say what he's injecting in there. Like, he's not slipping bags of silicone or saline into the titty. He's just pumping them full of shit.
But how?
Stuff.
How?
With the needle.
Is there a port on the breast?
No.
And it's a needle that goes through the skin.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And so now he's working on temporary boobs,
and they last about 3 weeks.
He's not revealing the chemical makeup that he's going to be injecting into the patients. He says it's a saline solution with an additive that's already used in medical circles other reasons.
Don't you think if you're as a customer that you have the right to know what the fuck that is? It's going in your titties.
It's like fracking. They won't tell us what's in that water.
Oh, my God. They're fracking boobs.
He says he's able to increase women's breast sizes a whole cup to a cup and a half using the Instabreast procedure.
No!
but that only lasts 24 hours, so he's working on some injections that'll give you bigger boobies for a whole week so you can go on vacation. You can get those suckers pumped up, go down and get your free con in the Bahamas.
Okay, I have a question. So what happens at the end of the cycle? Are you like, oh,
they
shit?
They slowly deflate.
Well, that's the worst. When they start deflating and you're like, oh, God, I just need these fucking puppies to last one more evening.
I don't think it's like Cinderella at midnight and all of a sudden it's like.
Well, there must be a noticeable sag. I mean,
no, they go back to regular. They go back to where they were.
That's like when you're a little kid and it's like Sunday night and you're like, oh, the weekend's almost over. Tomorrow I got to go to school. Oh, my God. Tomorrow I got to go back to fucking A cups. And I just had Fs. Big, giant. How much bigger can you go? What's the expansion? What's the effect on the skin? If you're having like new titties shot in your body like every month, it's got to affect your physiology.
Many, many questions that are not answered in this USA Today article.
Yeah. I got a cousin going into medical school. Maybe I'll send him a note and ask him about this.
You want to find out what's going on?
Yeah, I was like, hey, have you heard anything about this? What's up with this temporary titty deal?
What's going on with the temp boobs?
Ask your professor.
In Monday, ladies and gentlemen, maybe the day is some of the leaks are saying.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about.
That the grand jury in Missouri.
Hide your kids, hide your wife, because they're raping everybody up in here.
May.
Just kidding.
They may come back with a decision.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your...
You cut it off right before the really good part.
Kids, hide your wife, hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have a...
Because they're raping everybody out there.
They're looking for you, you.
Come and confess, we're looking for you. We gon'
find you.
We
gon'
find you.
Tell that, tell that. The best song on the planet.
Yeah, that's so... But their guns are flying off the shelves. Ammo is flying off the shelves in Ferguson, Missouri, as they're preparing for what may not be the best.
Yay! Perfect.
But fret not, ladies and gentlemen, because flyers are being distributed.
Oh, yes.
In Missouri.
Fancy.
The traditionalist American Knights of the Ku Klux Klan.
Shut the fuck up.
Have a neighborhood watch. You can sleep tonight knowing the Klan is awake.
We're gonna find you.
Are there troubles in your neighborhood? Contact the traditionalist American Knights of the Ku Klux Klan today.
Ooh.
Call the 24-hour Klan line.
Call it. Call it right now.
K-L-A-N line. The Klan line.
What do you think they talk about?
You call them for your help, man.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Another flyer they put out says, the good people of St. Louis County of all races, colors, and creeds will not tolerate your threats of violence against our police officers, their families, and our communities.
Okay, the police are fine. They have lots of big fucking guns and armor and big tanks.
Well, now they have the...
They don't need the Klan.
The Grand Uba Puba Wizards.
Hear ye, hear ye.
The Ku Klux Klan... will be, don't fret, ladies and gentlemen, the Klan's gonna ride in.
They're raping everybody up in here.
And protect all of you from the big black men that are gonna come and rape all of your children. Hide your kids.
Hide your wife.
Hide your wife.
You know what's, you are so dumb. You know what's funny about
it? So dumb.
When that came out,
yes,
my dad was in the hospital, and my brothers and I were in the waiting room. We would play that song over and over on our fucking iPhone. My middle brother loved that song so much, he would walk around with his iPhone to his ear around the hospital listening to that without earbuds in.
Memorizing it?
You can, yo, oh, fuck yeah.
Does he have all the words memorized?
Oh, of course he does. Yeah. Hey, it's a great song.
Because
you can take that. What does he say? We're going to find you.
We're going to find you.
It's amazing.
Oh, wait.
Shit.
I lost him. I was playing the wrong fucking thing. It's supposed to be...
We're going off the rails. It's
supposed to be this one here.
We're
going to
find...
He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your...
No,
that's the last part.
That's two fucking white guys.
So dumb, so dumb, so dumb. He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids.